hopefully they can have their little party a little further up the road, is what I'm hoping. Tell me, the New York Times and the power guys for whom you speak, is it fake news that Prince's death is the result of 30 years plus of being subjected to an assault by EMF, electromagnetic force, weapons possessed and deployed by the state in whatever shape it chooses to take? Is it fake news that Nikola Tesla invented a family of EMF weapons that, depending on the specific weapon, can bring airplanes down or cause ill health, disease, and or death to human physiology and be used to eliminate people secretly? Is it fake news that the U.S. state and likely all the major powers now have these weapons and have not disclosed the full extent of what they have to their, quote-unquote, people, or the full scope of their use? As we organize globally to get free of the stranglehold states have, a hold secured by appropriating to their exclusive use our collective global means, our common planetary resources, hopefully some of us will gradually peel the layers back of the cover-up to determine when precisely EMF weapons began to be used widely by the U.S. state, and presumably as well by, at the least, the states identified by Margaret Cheney as having citizens who took out patents on them in the early 20th century, Germany, Russia, and England. In a previous show, I suggested that the Yale experiment, and there was a film actually made about it, I forget the exact year, I think it was 59, but I'm not totally sure. The Yale experiment to see if people would obey the order of an authority to deliver shocks consciously, intentionally, to torture knowingly a helpless fellow human being, knowingly cause pain, was to determine these experiments, the viability of their using EMF electromagnetic force weapons secretly against citizens within the country where they are being used, broadly to cause disease and eliminate dissent. And we are reading, we are reading from sort of the latter half, the latter third, perhaps you could say, of Margaret Cheney's book now. And we'll get back to that quote that we referred to or cited in an earlier show where they discuss the ability of EMF to cause disease. It can stimulate the growth of cancer cells. The memo from, or telegram from Henry Kissinger lists the specific effects of the weapons they are using as well. And this was from the August 14th, 2016 show. It messes with our human, with our electrical systems, our heart, causes heart disease, strokes. So we have to out the use of these weapons. There can be nothing more critical. And I don't just mean for our health and I mean for the health of humanity. I mean for all life. It is just that critical that we force the U.S. state to admit that it has these weapons and never let up until we have the full truth about their use.